This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Rajan. With me in the studio,
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you if you have been more or less productive when working from home. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to results from the poll as well as some of your messages. But first, we have a story about Amazon raining on carbon emissions.
This is a very interesting story, and I think it's something they should do since, you know, a lot of their business involves emitting carbon, right? So this is according to their climate pledge as well. It's a sustainable effort to be net zero carbon across its business by 2040. And I know, I think Amazon, when they set out to do something, they'll probably achieve it. So they partnered with Mercedes-Benz Vans by ordering more than 1,800 electric vehicles to its delivery fleet. The partnership is one of the many efforts that shows big companies make huge steps. And I guess if you take the lead, and you know, other companies will also follow suit as well, right? So as part of their effort. This is going to be in, they're going to have this delivery fleet in Europe in this year, 500 of which will be deployed to Amazon UK. So this marks the largest electrical vehicle commitment for Mercedes-Benz Vans and makes Amazon the German company's largest sustainable transportation partner worldwide. So prior to this partnership with Mercedes-Benz, Amazon ordered 100,000 electric delivery vehicles from Rivian, which is a producer of emissions-free electric vehicles, and this will also help, apart from reducing carbon emissions, raise the bar for driver safety and optimize technology and design elements to create a best-in-class driver experience. So, you know, Mr. Bezos, not new to the whole idea of innovation, said we need continued innovation and partnership from auto manufacturers like Mercedes-Benz to decarbonize the transportation sector and tackle the climate crisis. So their future plans, they will begin delivering packages to customers in 2021, and they plan to have 10,000 of the vehicles on the road as early as 2022 and all 100,000 vehicles on the road by 2030, saving millions of metric tons of carbon per year by 2030.
So you said earlier this is part of like the Amazon's climate pledge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this the idea with this climate pledge is measure and report greenhouse gas emissions on a regular basis. I think it's got a couple of companies involved in this, right? Implement decarbonization strategies in line with the Paris Agreement through real business change and innovations, including efficiency improvements, renewable energy, materials reduction, and other carbon emission elimination strategies. Take actions to neutralize any remaining emissions with additional quantifiable, real, permanent, and socially beneficial offsets to achieve net zero annual carbon emissions by 2040.
So net zero.
Net zero. So this is a great step forward. We've got 20 years to do this. Once we've gotten rid of the pandemic, I'm sure, you know, we'll be able to do this too.
And with a company the size of Amazon funds they have, the resources they have, you know, I guess this is showing you that you can make good choices, especially for our planet. So good on them. But by 2040, net zero. Completely doable, right?
Completely doable. And this is, again, you know, through innovation, I think companies have to be innovative, right? In how they can change certain part of their business process so that it's not dependent on carbon, that sort of thing. You know, small steps, it starts with small steps. Do something small first. Of course, Amazon, with the size it is, the money that he has, of course, you know, you got to take bigger steps. But for small companies, I think we all can do our part.
Right, exactly. We are asking you on the show today, are you more or less productive when working from home? Frida, let's do a recap of the poll.
All right. So we are standing on Twitter, 48.5% more productive, less productive, 51.5%. Just a quick one here on WhatsApp as well from 9320. More unless you have small children at home. So it's like, actually, the answer is more or less.
More or less, really. What? Over on Instagram, we have 45% who say they are more productive and 55% who say they are less productive. So I guess it's leaning towards less productive for the most part. Looking at some of the messages that have come in, we've got Yvonne who says no travel time and time stuck in traffic. So I guess that's more productive for Yvonne. Click for Shoba says distraction. We have Shaz who says able because there are less distractions, therefore more focus. We've got Marcioso who says too much distractions. We've got Lakshwin who says too comfortable at home. There's more pressure to work when you're around people. I guess. You know, someone's always watching over you. Fabric Fanatic says, there's a toddler at home. How come these kids keep coming into the picture? Artful Dodger
says...
And
we've seen yours.
My one's always there. Artful Dodger says, no exhaustion, dread of facing traffic jams during rush hour. Meetings are brief and succinct, I guess. That's true as well. Morris Chang says, no matter how hard you try not to be distracted, it doesn't stop you from getting a nap after lunch. Mm. Morris, I feel you. And we've got our own Olivia from BFM who says, less distraction and I can take breaks from work to do some house chores.
Sure. And play with your cat, Olivia.
Yes, Hannah. Thank you so much for all your feedback, for all your messages. We were asking you, you know, are you more or less productive when working from home? We should check in again, you know, in another 6 months just to see how things have changed. Because when we first got started, everyone was saying, well, you know, they're more productive. Now we're seeing it leaning slightly towards less productive. We'll do another check-in in a couple of months.
And maybe people have gotten to the groove.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you so much for all your messages. Of course, we started the show with that story about work from home and the new normal. And then, of course, we spoke about how Adobe is using an AI chatbot to support its 20,000 plus workers who are working from home. And finally,
the story, Amazon and Mercedes-Benz in their pledge for zero carbon emissions by 2040.
Yes, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast will be up on our website within the hour. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on Spotify, on iTunes, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. It was a cracker this morning. Kusu Chuang spoke with Tan Sri Datuk Muhammad Arifin bin Muhammad Yusof, the former Dewan Rakyat Speaker. And if you missed it this morning at 8, stay tuned right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin for that. My name is Audrey Rajan. On behalf of Frida Liu, thank you for joining us on Enterprise Business Bites. We'll be back again same time tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.